We're halfway through the week, and that means it is Wednesday, and it's Wear Orange Wednesday, or WOW. What exactly does it mean? Well, from the Port Lincoln SES, we've got Karen Cresswell with us. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What's inspired Wear Orange Wednesday for the SES? Obviously, the SES does wear orange, but what inspired the whole notion of the day?
The notion of the day is around supporting your local SES unit by wearing orange on Wednesday. So today is WOW Day, Wear Orange Wednesday. So to support us, please feel free, put on some orange and, you know, let us see what you can wear.
Now, how did you get involved in the SES to begin with? Because obviously SES isn't for the faint-hearted.
Originally, it was actually by accident I got involved. I had a friend that was in there and was talking to a lot of other people and helped out with a bit of fundraising. And then sort of from there, I became a full-time volunteer. I am the communications coordinator for Port Lincoln SES now. And for me, it's about giving back to the community.
When you talk about the communications coordinator, does that involve being on the radio and sending people out to different bits and pieces and having to attend to things, or is it more a PR type thing?
Definitely not a PR type thing. It is definitely looking after the communication equipment, the radios. I do a lot of behind the support, behind the scenes support. I do a lot of some reporting. I'm definitely on the radios back at the unit when there's incidents is happening, and sometimes depending on what my role is at the time, I can also be doing a bit of coordination through the unit duty officer role that I also do.
Speaking with Karen Cresswell this morning, part of the Port Lincoln SES on Wear Orange Wednesday, so you can show your support by getting out and wearing orange. And if people do want to get involved in the SES, where can they go and what sort of qualifications do they need or what sort of training is involved?
You know, we're always looking for skippers and truck drivers. As part of our core responses, we have marine, we do road crash, we do a lot of different things. You can always go to the website, Port Lincoln SES Facebook page as well. There is a phone number on there that you can actually ring to get in contact with the duty officer, who'll be able to give you some more information on how you can join up with us.
And are there any specific, I suppose, roles that people should be looking to apply for as far as shortages go with Port Lincoln at the moment, or is it just a case of all comers are welcome?
Absolutely, all comers are welcome. Look, everything is not going to interest everyone. We have different skill sets that we are looking for. We also have, you know, your general crew. We have about seven different elements that we train in. There's vertical, marine, road crash, land search, a couple of other ones. And we're always definitely looking for people that are wanting to, you know, give back and join and also learn some new skills for themselves and get involved with a great organisation.
Certainly is a very good organisation to be involved in, contributing back to the community. Karen Cresswell from Port Lincoln SES, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.